Do not adjust your settings. Take your hands off the keys. Your search is over. These are the geeks you're looking for. You found Geek Watch 1 with Kylan and Ken.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Hey, Jim, boom! That's a bad outfit. Boom.
I love you.
Me too, man. Hit me, my turn! Am I the meanest?
Sure enough.
Am I the prettiest?
Sure enough.
Am I the baddest mofo low down around this town?
Sure enough.
Well, who am I?
Sure enough.
The Shogun of Harlem.
For what lies ahead, ready are you?
We're police officers. We're not trained to handle this kind of violence.
Hey, geeksters. I'm Kylan.
Where's Ken?
Well, you know, really, I almost feel like saying, I don't know, but no, the truth is, he is not well, folks. He is at home, hopefully getting better, sending good vibes to you, brother. We miss you. We are here at the Malted Meeple. It's last Monday in the month, and we're here geeking out with the geeksters.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, it's a big crowd.
It's a big crowd.
Yeah. Boisterous.
Yeah, this is nuts, yeah. I tell you. So, yeah, so, you know, Ken has this way of saying we're issue number, but I have no idea.
46. He keeps up
with we're at 46.
Okay. I'm the one who posts them. I know.
All right. Hey, she's boss.
So, now here's something to think about, folks. This is issue number 46. And if you do your math and you eat all your vegetables, you'll know what issue is going to be the next time we come here.
47?
No, the next time we come here.
Oh okay.
Yes, it'll be 50.
Exactly.
That's right. Our next issue here at the Meeple will be issue 50.
It'll be issue 50, and so we're...
If we can make it.
So, yeah, so we're chilling here. We have a couple housekeeping things to talk about. We have some news items. We got our friend Carrington from the Malted Meeple here. And we got a little movie that came out over the weekend.
We might want to talk about.
And
then we're going to get into.
Wedding 2.
Yes!
Aren't you glad you're here?
That's right, because, you know, all the people in my Big Fat Greek Wedding fan club on Facebook were all excited and.
On MySpace, you mean?
MySpace. I can't even say the name.
Throwback.
And we forgot the Windex.
That's a low blow.
Where's the Windex? Anyway, housekeeping. Okay, first thing, at the end of the last weekend in April.
Technically, last day of April, first day of May.
Yes. We will be at Oddmall. This will be Oddmall. That's not Expedition S. Well, that's just...
It's the main Oddmall at the Knight Center, downtown Akron. You guys have heard us talk about this a lot. You know we're always there. There's going to be a costume contest, as usual, that I'm pretty sure a couple people you know will be emceeing.
Ken! You want one? Word to your mother.
You need a tissue.
I do.
There's something stuck in your throat.
Something like that. I don't know.
And we'll be set up there. You guys can come see us and get stickers and stuff.
Ooh. And we have a couple of people. We have four vendors. They're going to be here. Be there too.
That right are now. Here right now. You mean
here right now? Yes.
Four.
Yes.
Four.
Yes.
You said.
Yes.
Wait. Who?
Okay.
One.
Number one, we have Carmen from Ambling Tortoise. And her lovely knitted designs, and her partner Erin with her lovely soaps. If you want all the geeky knitted stuff you can handle, that's where you go. And then we have our friend Marcus, who will be there with your books, right?
I will be launching Frag.
Oh, nice! That's right!
So it's a very special Oddmall, y'all. Well, they all are, but this one.
Oddmall.
It is.
The after school Oddmall. That's right. And of course, the Northeast Ohio Ghostbusters will be there.
Yeah, we will.
And we have an incognito member tonight joining us.
But yeah, he totally was, because I'm used to seeing him in his. And I'm like, what? There's no Ecto.
I will wear my flight suit next time.
We also have, of course, Carrington as the representative of the Meeple, which you guys will have a table there for Meeple and Ravenwood and all the good stuff.
I assume so. I'm not looking at my calendar.
We believe they will be there.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
I believe that we will be there. I may not be there. I may be running things
right.
Here, but I'm almost positive we'll be there.
Okay. And so, yeah, is that all our housekeeping, really, for that little bit?
I think.
All we want to talk about was Odd Mall.
I think.
Okay, and yeah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Carrington with news of the Meeple.
Absolutely. All right, so we got a lot of cool and exciting things going on here at the Meeple. We've got this coming Tuesday, which the podcast will probably be up after this has happened, but they're coming back the next week. We've got a dexterity, samurai dexterity game called Ketchua, which means Japanese for duel. They're going to be running this Tuesday and next Tuesday. It's on Kickstarter right now. It looks awesome. It's kind of like Samurai Slapjack. It looks pretty sweet. I'm really excited. That'll be here tomorrow.
Dadgummit.
We are doing tons and tons of role-playing. We've got... I actually need another GM for Star Wars. We're running Dark Heresy, Shadowrun, all kinds of cool things there. This Tuesday, tomorrow, we're also launching trivia out on the patio. So nice. And it's going to be geek trivia. So if you've ever played the game Geek Out, it will be all Geek Out trivia. It will be awesome. So last episode, neither Jim or myself were here because we were wiped out from Hoop and Stick, which
right.
is our convention for charity.
Mm-hmm.
At that charity, we raised over $8,000.
Nice!
There you go.
Good job.
Thank you. We like to hear.
So it was awesome. So in order to meet our $10,000 goal, we need to make another $2,000, which I think we can do. We did that last time we did our two events for Extra Life. So
cool.
That's the two things I've got for the Multi Meeple and Ravenwood. I've got some other gaming news too. We can.
Okay.
Yep. You sure? I mean, I know that you mentioned there was one.
Huh?
There was a game that you're super excited about.
I am. Well, I wanted to real quick. I wanted to mention. Extra Life is a charitable organization that helps out children who are in children's hospitals, which is a cause that's near and dear to our heart. I actually, when I was young, was in a children's hospital, and that's why I'm here today. A charity that we really, really support. So you can actually go on our website right now and you can donate to that charity.
Cool.
Cool.
So, yeah, a couple games. A couple things came out in the last month or so. One game has not been released, Star Wars Rebellion. So if you've ever wanted to be the Empire and crush the Rebellion... Exactly, everyone.
Yeah, honestly, at some point.
It's a 2-4 player game from Fantasy Flight Games. It comes with a bajillion miniatures, which everyone loves, and the entire map of the galaxy, and you go around trying to find the hidden rebel base. There are heroes. You have to send them on missions and do different things. It's a galaxy-wide conflict. It's the first attempt that Fantasy Flight has made to do the whole galaxy of Star Wars. They've done other games, like X-Wing, which is dogfighting, Armada, which is a conflict. They've done Imperial Assault, which is a dungeon crawl. This is their first leap into that, doing that. So that's really exciting. That comes out the 31st of this month. I've already pre-ordered my copy. You should, too. two other things that just came out. One, again, from Fantasy Flight. Nexus of Power from Force and Destiny, their role-playing game, just came out. And this is an exciting news for everyone. They just added a race that everyone loves, which is Gungans are now a thing in Star Wars.
Oh, thank God.
Because everyone wants to play a Gungan Street Fighter. So,
what?
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently,
do you get special experience points for killing one?
I think so. I'm pretty sure it's in here. I'm pretty sure it's in
here. Well,
you become an automatic Jedi.
So...
Well, you know, I have to say, in last month's issue of Black Belt Magazine...
There we are. Gungans.
Wow, that last month's issue of Black Belt Magazine, they actually talked about the whole theory that Jar Jar is actually a drunken kung fu style a Sith Lord.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm like, Black Belt Magazine legitimized it. I was in there like... No, I didn't know.
They were trying to do the Captain Jack Sparrow thing, where it's just like, how can he really be that clumsy?
Right.
Hold on. We're talking about Black Belt Magazine. Not that we can talk about time.
legitimized by black belts.
Wait a minute. Do they still have Steven Seagal on here as a legitimate martial artist?
No, they don't. Wait, let me... Well, okay, they haven't had him in on there since, I don't know...
He became a sheriff.
...early 2000s.
It's good for a laugh.
You know what, you're okay. Right. Never mind.
The other thing that just came out is... This is a Dungeons & Dragons module. Just came out of... This is Curse of Strahd. So this is a reworking of the classic Ravenloft, which a lot of people are familiar with. This just came out. I've cracked it. I've looked at it. It still looks super dark. Strahd is still really mean. There's lots of vampires, and no one's happy. That's pretty much what this module is. One of my friends has been running
it. So high school.
No.
Mondays.
In high school.
There you go.
So this module just came out. We actually gave a copy of this to each of our Dungeon Masters who have been working with us since we launched the Dungeon Meeple program.
Uh-huh.
And they seem to really enjoy it. So if you've not had a chance to pick up 5th Edition or Curse of Strahd, definitely pick that one up too. It looks awesome.
Sweet.
There's my hey new stuff that's come out in the gaming world.
Thank you. Actually, I'm kind of jazzed.
now you're just like, which one are you going to get?
All
that's right. That's right. Yeah. We can just come here.
I'm more of the player than the GM, so, you know.
Well, we have only one little news snippet that I found, considering all the talking about movies we're going to do. It's my really, really short Deadpool download for this week. I just have to mention that Deadpool is now the highest grossing R-rated movie ever at the worldwide box office.
It deserves it.
Exactly. It's a total of nearly $746 million worldwide. The previous chart topper was Matrix Reloaded, which had $742 million worldwide. But domestically, it's still only the third highest grossing. Because apparently number two, it doesn't tell me what number one is, but number two is American Sniper. I didn't realize it was that popular.
Yeah.
But Deadpool's currently at $349.5 million domestically, and Sniper's at $350.1 million. And Deadpool's still in theaters. So it's going to at least be number two domestically too.
I love that movie.
So exactly. See, get out there, see it again. Even if you go to a $5 theater, it'll count. Yeah. our other little bit before we move on to the lovely Batman v Superman, our West Coast correspondent, Nicole, a.k.a. Gotham Gal, we were able to help her finagle press pass to WonderCon over the weekend. And she sent us a bit of a report, which I'm going to put the full report on our website along with a bunch of the photos she sent us. But she gave us kind of like the down low on WonderCon. If you don't know about it, it's kind of like the little sister to San Diego Comic-Con. It was in Los Angeles this year. A lot of people apparently liked the new location because it was much more expansive and better for a lot of presentations. Mm-hmm. And she actually went ahead and talked to some of the attendees and... You people need to meet Nicole at some point. I mean, she's going to be in the fall, she's going to be back in town here. I don't know if we'll be able to get her on the show or not, but.
Yeah, but because she'll miss the Meeple.
Yeah, but we'll see if we can get her on a show in some form. But basically, a lot of people liked the new venue, where the accommodations were and that kind of thing. And it was a very family-friendly show, as most of these cons are at this point. She basically had a really good time. She talked to a couple of comic companies and was going to end up getting their press releases early ahead of the game because she's quote unquote press, as we like to consider ourselves. So exactly, air quotes press.
They hand out press passes like Chiclets.
It was
my press pass for Colossicon.
You didn't ask.
Yeah, you got to ask for the thing. You fill out the application. I mean, we can't give them away.
They gave me one to Gen Con. Like,
well, actually, WonderCon was a little much. I mean, I had to do some creative posting of blogs for Nicole, so she could take screenshots and prove that she was our correspondent to be able to get the press pass. So she did. And I'll have the full report that she provided on WonderCon and photos on the website at some point this week. I'll just decide to post it randomly. So keep your eye out. And I think that's all we have for that.
Oh, I do have one last thing. Because we had to give a spy's goodbye to two much-loved agents and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And so it looks like we're definitely getting a spinoff of a Marvel's Most Wanted. So we'll actually get to see Hunting Bird, I think, as they're calling her Hunting.
Oh, because Hunter. They're a couple.
Yeah, yeah. I guess
that's kind cute. Of, yeah,
so. All right, so Odin Fair and Fernanda Andrade.
Hey. Don't look at me.
But they've both been cast, and
We don't know as what.
We don't know. Well, actually, for their
The second one.
Okay, she's been cast as the niece of
the adventure dude.
Yeah, the adventure dude.
I don't know his.
Well, hold on, let me play the story.
So much for having it together.
Because all of a sudden my brain is like, I can call the name out in the middle. Anyway. What?
Okay,
what?
So I like Mockingbird and Hunter, and I just read the first issue of Mockingbird that came out, was it last month or a couple weeks ago or something? A
couple weeks ago.
And it was completely not what I expected. Because I really, no, but not in a bad way.
Okay. I know where that meant.
I was kind of expecting they were going to go full on Mockingbird fighting people, agent thing. And it was like the personal life side, but she's... It gave kind of her background and why she's got the skills she has and what the side effects are. And it's kind of interesting. So I will actually read at least issue 2 or 3.
Okay. Dominic Fortune.
Oh, there you
there.
Go.
Which Dominic Fortune, for people like, who the heck is he? Dominic Fortune is...
How could we not know?
Exactly.
Hey, he's a older Marvel character who is a...
Adventurer,
mercenary, ne'er-do-well, one of my personal favorites.
Likeable rogue.
Yeah, likeable rogue, you go. Yes. So,
likeable rogue.
And so, he's sort of going to be helping Hunter and Mockingbird.
Is he kind of the Coulson of the show?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Kind of, sort of.
That's all you need to know.
So...
But he has both hands. And he hasn't been to Tahiti.
He may have been to Tahiti.
He might have been to Tahiti. That's
true. It is a magical place. I haven't been to Tahiti.
Good.
So.
Okay. And now.
Now.
The moment you've all been waiting for. We're going to tell you how much we really loved Batman v Superman. Yay. Okay. Raise your hands because everyone will know. Raise your hands if you've seen Batman v Superman.
See.
Everybody close your ears if you have not. This is not spoiler free. Man. We warn people.
Exactly.
It's been a whole 4 days.
Built up comic book movie, I think, ever. So you had to go see it.
Now it's made big numbers. It's like the top movie.
It beat Avengers for the first weekend box office opening.
It's not. I'm not surprised. It's the top because it's been a couple years since there's been a DC movie. It's got the three. Primary DC characters, well, superheroes in it.
The Trinity.
It's got the Trinity.
Yeah.
So it's not surprising that everyone wanted to see it, even if they're not huge fans and don't know a lot about them.
It's the first time we've seen Wonder Woman on screen.
Exactly. And I think a lot of people went for that.
Yeah, it's the first time we ever
hated it, which is kind of like reverse psychology.
Exactly. Critics, I think it dropped to 29% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Solid 29.
Before it opened, it was at 38.
Still better than 33.
Still better than Fantastic Flop.
That's right. As long as you beat Fantastic Flop, you're good.
True. That's not hard though.
No, it's really not hard. No.
And Affleck is redeemed.
He's
back up to zero.
I'm like, you know what?
You're not coming down that low.
He's back to mediocre.
Back up to zero. You don't understand, folks. You actually have to say, possibly with a straight face, that he's the best Batman.
Well,
I don't. Wait, no.
To me, he is. Unless you're a rabid Michael Keaton fan.
No, see, this is what I was thinking. This is Michael Keaton.
Batman and Bruce Wayne at the same time.
I liked him as Bruce Wayne.
Because everybody
he was
else
good as Bruce Wayne.
Really good at one and really good at the other, but never the twin.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
This stuntman.
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's the problem I have with a lot of people saying he's the best Batman. Because once he's in that suit, it doesn't matter who's in the suit. And it, like, he was, his stuntman and the CGI and the costuming people were the best Batman.
Everybody.
I don't know. I would argue that we've actually, for the first time, we have seen a proper detective Batman.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Okay, yes.
That Batman does not need to be in the cowl to be Batman.
Right, okay.
Before now, it was cowl or no cowl.
That's true.
Right.
And can I say that? Can I say that Ben Affleck did the best part of showing the vengeance of Batman? Yes. No one has went that far with his vengeance.
He's not like, you know...
That dude could do good as
he was
Bruce.
Not the T-Rex.
He could do good as Batman. He had the detective part. He had the whole macho, oh, I'm going to be a playboy billionaire. He had that all down packed. I have not seen nothing like
that.
Well, that's true. I said, wait a minute. I mean, he got up. He was, I'm like, who's that?
That's what that is.
He was drinking. I was thinking from the Dark Knight Returns, I'm like, all right, he had a little bit of drinking issue when he was talking to Gordon, and then boom, this is what else I'm doing. I'm oh, okay.
I'm drink you out. That's all.
She was still sleeping while he was awake, right? Exactly.
And you know, I loved Alfred. We got a smart.
Oh my God, Jeremy Irons.
There wasn't enough of him, though.
It was not enough of him.
No,
it was just enough of him.
Really?
I can't wait for a Batman.
It would have been like, ah, oh, that's cute now. Here's the question. Did Alfred teach him everything he knows? Because Alfred seems passively dangerous.
I'm scared of Alfred.
He's making positive changes to the costume.
Well, he's flying the drone. He's wearing that shoulder holster the entire time.
Yeah, he looked like a mechanic, like just working with gadgets for the whole movie.
He's, he's working on the helmet. He's working on the Batmobile. He's got a shoulder.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Alfred's got skills. Yeah.
That's gonna mess you up.
That's why I'm like, I'm thinking Alfred, and like I always, as I got older, my understanding of the character deepened.
Mm-hmm.
I always pictured Alfred being like ex-SAS or something, and I got that this time.
Because for the longest time, he was. Yeah. Because the difference between Alfred and Jarvis is a butler. Alfred is more than a butler.
Yeah. And we're not starting that, are we?
No, I'm just saying. Because from back in the day, both of them had butlers. But when you've seen Jarvis, you're like, he is a butler.
Right.
When you've seen Alfred, you're like, he's more than a butler. He has the background.
I thought Jarvis had a background.
He does. Okay.
Not as...
Well, like, he does, but not as...
If we take
skilled.
The Jeremy Irons Alfred as the Alfred.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jarvis exists in a world where every able-bodied man fought in World War II.
Yes.
True.
Hands down. Didn't matter.
Right.
Alfred chose to join the military.
Exactly.
Right.
Not because we're fighting fascism, because... the honor that you get from fighting in the military.
Exactly.
Right.
That's true.
That's true.
Exactly. Queen and country.
So I
got so many conflicting opinions and feelings about this movie.
Everybody did.
You know, it's one of those movies that...
I'm reading.
You know... Okay, see, here's the thing.
You want to start at the beginning?
Let's start at the beginning. See, really, the beginning for me was the previous weekend when I sat there and binged season 2 of Daredevil because that was straight Frank Miller. Okay.
Farewell.
Oh. Okay. So you got Frank Miller,
Marvel,
Batman. I mean, you got Frank Miller, which is Punisher, Daredevil. And then, let's fast forward a week, and then you have Frank Miller, Batman, Superman, because basically...
I'm sorry.
Frank Miller Light.
You forgot Electra, because Frank Miller did a great job with Electra in the book.
Yes, and so the thing is... The thing is, it's like, if you're taking one definition, two good men, now let's just say in the most basic sense of it all, the Punisher and Daredevil are good men.
Mm-hmm.
But you've taken two good men, completely different definitions of what is good and what is justice.
Right.
Two sides of the same coin. Now, the thing is, when I walked into Batman, Heart, Superman, I'm trying to not walk in with any preconceived notions.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
You didn't try hard enough.
But then I'm sitting there, and
it's hard not to.
And you have a perfect example of two good men. Well, man or alien or whatever. Anyway, with differing opinions of goodness or justice, what have you, and they just kind of, I can't say the word I want to say, they kind of, away. You know, it's like, they just tossed it away. And I'm, you know, so then we end up with two guys fighting because you messed with my mama.
Martha!
No,
they stop.
Here's how you.
What would have happened if they had not had mothers with the same names?
Here's how you need to look. Never realize that. Here's how you that.
That was the first time you realized
either.
Here's the approach you took, and I have to applaud Zack Snyder. First off, it's like Watchmen, folks. You like to give it a B or an F.
Yeah.
Something in the middle.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
I even posted is people are gonna love it or hate it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Two. Here's a funny thing. Mm-hmm. Here's a plot line. What if you're Lex Luthor and you're a little crazy and you want to kill Superman? How'd you go about doing it? And the rest of the movie was how? And his plan was perfect except for two things. He didn't have an exit strategy and he didn't have manners.
I kept thinking we were gonna see a suit.
Exit strategy. How do you bank on the fact that the guy that you send to kill the guy you want dead, their moms have the same name?
He didn't do enough research.
He had a plan B. He didn't have plan C. That's all the way up until that. It's a perfect plan, perfect plan, perfect plan. We have moms with the same name. Go to the bar.
Who would catch that?
I forgot about that.
It's the same reason why
I really did. I was like, that's right. I was like, it's not Ma, it's Martha.
It's the same reason why you end up with a multi-trillion dollar moon base that you get to destroy because it has a faulty exhaust port. I'm just saying.
Wait, hang on. You're talking about the Death Star?
Hell yeah.
Death Star 2? Killer base. Okay, all right.
And if you look at the how it should have ended, they put it like Mickey Mouse gears. It's kind of jacked up. Force Awakens, how it should have ended. It's worth it.
Yeah, I'm sitting there like, this is like, I'm like you. I've known these characters since I was a kid. I never thought about Martha and... Martha?
Yeah, I know,
really?
Yeah.
He would have won if it wasn't for Lois Lane.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah! The casting was spot on. Except for Lawrence Fishburne.
No, I like that. I like that.
I would watch Lawrence
Fishburne
reporter as a movie any day.
Lawrence Fishburne had one of the only comic lines in the whole movie. Yeah. That's the biggest problem. There were like maybe three comic lines in the whole movie. And it was like, come on.
Oh, no. Watching Eisenberg.
Eisenberg was funny enough.
See, that Eisenberg.
The Joker.
Eisenberg was one of my biggest problems. He played Joker. Like, he was told to be
Heath
Ledger.
No, he played Joker and Jim Carrey's Riddler in one.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
Exactly. And he was not Lex Luthor at all.
No. He was Alex Luthor.
Well, here's a good thing.
If he had been Alexander Luthor through that entire time,
mm-hmm.
I'd have bought that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that means Lex Luthor. Is still there.
Right? Thank
we
you.
We haven't met him yet.
Yeah.
Right.
I was hoping.
He kept talking. He's like, oh, my dad this. Oh, my dad that. I'm like, oh, his dad's going to show up.
See, it was
his
that.
Dad's going to be like.
That was what was in my
that's
heart.
That's what's going to go
probably,
like.
Probably
he's
going to
be like,
Drew.
Yeah.
Right. Probably. You were saying?
Yeah, I'm thinking if you had this kid play Lex Luthor the way the comics had Lex Luthor, he would have won. Period. Because Lex Luthor is that. Why these people are still alive? He figured out who Superman's secret identity is. He figured out all the weak spots. You have to have him be a little bit crazy. Otherwise, he'd never call it, At the end, last
well,
you
but he did figure out his identity, though, in the movie. He did.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
And in the comic books, Lex Luthor.
But the problem is, the way Jesse Eisenberg was playing it, I didn't believe.
That's like
I didn't believe he was as intelligent as Lex supposedly is. That was my problem. I didn't believe he was that intelligent. I didn't believe he would be the supervillain to come.
I think.
Wait, hold on.
Until he walked into a Kryptonian ship and did what Gene Hackman didn't do in Superman.
Oh,
yeah. And what Kevin Spacey didn't do. That was the best Lex
Returns.
We're gonna put that on there.
Okay.
Because honestly, out of that whole movie, the best part was Kevin Spacey playing Lex Luthor.
That was the
one.
Yeah.
He walks into the Fortress of Solitude and goes, show me everything. The best he can do is hit Kryptonite with a Kryptonite ship? What?
Yeah. You can't. You can hurt him with that, but to really actually really get to his heart, you need to go to his family. You need to go to the emotional part. That's what Ken does say. I'm going to represent Ken here. You don't hurt Superman with Kryptonite. You hurt him emotionally.
That's
true.
Here's a point, though.
Also magic.
Here's a magic too.
Still emotionally.
Here's a point. Love
is magic. That just proves that love is magic, folks. Sorry.
The problem. This is always my problem with Lois Lane. It's like it's Superman's biggest weakness because he leaves in like the middle of the fight to save Lois, who's been an idiot by throwing spear underwater.
Are you drowning?
And she's drowning.
Now, they do set that up earlier in Bruce Wayne's.
peyote dream.
Right.
Where they make it perfectly clear that because Lois died, Superman goes all, you know, crazy and decides to take over the planet.
Yeah, but, you even have it at the beginning where he goes to the desert to save her and ends up getting all those villagers killed because he only went for Lois.
Wait, while we're stuck on desert, I don't know where I'm going to go back. Me and Bart, my man Bart here pointed out something that I was thinking of, and I had the same complaint. Didn't know anybody else had the same complaint as I did besides my friends.
I just discovered it today.
We discovered that like 2 days or day after.
What?
But they don't show it immediately.
Do you want me or
what? Jimmy Olsen's in the movie.
Yeah. He's the one who gets killed at the beginning.
Why does he get killed at the beginning? That is a part of Superman's humanity. Why would you kill him?
No way. He was
The director,
CIA.
The director said it. They purposely added that line, but he was still Jimmy Olsen. Apparently, in the extended cut, it's going to say, he's going to say, I'm Jimmy Olsen.
If it's cut, well,
wait, CIA. Hold on. Wait, let me go back a little bit deeper here. Do you know what Zack Snyder originally planned out?
No. Oh, yeah.
Bryan Cranston auditioned for Lex Luthor. Then Jesse Eisenberg auditioned. And he said, hey, we might use him for Jimmy Olsen and kill him off. Out of everybody. Him getting killed off would have been perfect. Everybody like, oh, he's on screen for 2 seconds. Boom, he's dead. Good. Bye-bye. Then he replaced that and he had whatever this actor's name is, get killed off for 2 seconds. I won't remember his name because he was in there for only like 2 minutes of the movie. And then we said, you know, Bryan Cranston, go away. We're going to get Jesse to be Lex. Why did that happen? I would have liked actually Jesse being Jimmy. I could have went with that. I would have liked him.
So apparently the reason they didn't have him say his name was because they were able to reduce the rating. If they had said Jimmy Olsen, it would have been more emotional. And they felt the audience couldn't handle it. So
honestly,
what's the difference where I'm feeling now? Now I'm just upset. I'm pissed off right now.
When the scene happened,
rather than confused, why he got
when the scene happened, I actually thought that was Jimmy Olsen.
Me too.
Because I'm like,
until he's like, oh no, see, I'm like, oh, then it's not Jimmy.
Yeah, exactly.
I said that too until like, what was that? The day after my friend was like, hey, this is Jimmy Olsen. I'm like, the funny thing was I was looking up at the same time he was, and he texted me. I'm like,
apparently,
why did this happen?
even though, you know, Marvel has their continuity across the films and television, DC has chosen, for whatever reason, to keep all their stuff separate. I still consider Supergirl as part of that DC continuity.
Right.
So Jimmy Olsen exists in that Supergirl universe.
Yeah.
So,
well, if that's the case, then
so it's not Jimmy Olsen.
No.
So many
but DC
Superman has shown up blurry.
Wait.
But DC has said it's not crossing over the TV.
Wait, hold on. I learned.
I don't care.
Wait, I learned from Smallville. Jimmy Olsen can die, but that doesn't mean his brother won't come back either.
Oh yes, true. Because you have James and that's right. Because it was James and he was was it a cousin?
Jimothy.
I thought that was his younger brother that was they had coming at the very end of the last episode. Yeah,
yeah. Well, it was also weird. Like all of a sudden,
I didn't watch Smallville, and I'm so glad I didn't.
Really, I liked it for the time what we had. It was good.
It actually made you like Lex Luthor.
Exactly, and plus that guy that played Lex Luthor on Smallville, birthday as me.
He did a good job.
Rosenbaum.
Yeah.
You know he started voicing Lex Luthor in the cartoon.
Yeah, he would have been a better Flash.
Until he wasn't
Flash.
We got Grant, now I'm like, eh.
And a total side note, one of the best scenes in the DC animated universe is when the Flash and Lex Luthor switch bodies. It's like oh, that's Clark Kent. Oh, that's Bruce Wayne. Oh, I have no idea who that guy is. He's not famous. Yeah. He's a forensic tech. That's it.
Yep.
You're saying?
Okay, but Supergirl, though, tonight's episode, they come out and say it's a different universe than what the Flash is in.
Yeah.
So therefore, it could be
like that.
They address the multiverse.
Okay.
Yeah. They're different networks.
Yeah.
So I'm cool with that. But if Superman shows up on your television show, you're in Superman's universe.
Yes.
Unless Brandon Routh comes back as Superman. And,
The current
Superman. Current Superman.
Shows up on your show. Okay, now, here's the high order question. Cavill, his performance the second time around, Christopher Reeve approved that they're lying. I think he would have.
I think he would have.
Okay, Henry Cavill.
The first one.
Henry Cavill looks like Superman. Yeah. Unquestionably.
Yes, thank you.
Unquestionably looks like Superman.
I got a hard issue with Cal.
In Man of Steel, Superman is a bit of a dick. In Batman Loves Superman, Superman is even more of a dick.
Is he a dick?
Like, he is!
How? Wait, whoa,
he's
how?
Horrible.
No, he's horrible.
He's completely like smug and caught up in this whole God thing. And it just...
I didn't get that.
I did not get that.
And he completely...
Yeah, that's my guy.
He supposedly...
No, like, oh, no, I'm going to do this. And then something bad, he's like, well, maybe I shouldn't.
Wait.
Something bad happens, well, no, maybe I should.
Yeah, that's
and
my
and
guy.
Supposedly, Mr. Mama's Boy...
Of course he's a mama's boy. I got left.
No, all about, you know, save Martha.
And yet...
Why did you say that?
Yet, he could not hear her screaming when she got kidnapped. Wait, hold on. If he's tuned into the people he loves like that, he's tuned into the lowest split second.
Hold on, wait, listen.
What?
Are you in love with your mother? Are you in love with your husband?
No, I'm serious.
This is just what I'm saying. He's connected to Lois in a different way than he is with his mother. Okay? He loves Lois.
Lois was within a football field. Difference from him.
The explosion Lex contained, he strategized that. I'm gonna leave that in my head. Don't you change that in my head. So Lex,
I'll leave it in your head.
Thank you. He figured that out. He was like, it's not gonna go too further than what it needs to be, but it's gonna kill the people inside, but Superman won't get hurt. And why didn't he use his powers? Because he was too focused on the matter at hand. And I actually like that they humanized
the completely unnecessary matter at hand.
He screwed up, creating this whole government espionage, whatever thing
was going on involving Holly Hunter, and I'm not giving you an import license, was completely unnecessary to the entire movie. Well,
I think it was unnecessary. I wish they would have went further with it. I needed more build-up.
Like, think about it. Lex isn't going to care if he got an import license or not.
No, he's not.
So was it completely unnecessary? Like,
I said, they would have built it up a little bit better. I would have cared more. But when it happened, it did catch me off guard. Like, oh, this is the Lex we're going with.
It was a test.
Yeah.
Are you with the program or are you not?
Mm-hmm.
Can we address the fact that he kills Mercy?
Oh, that's true.
That, exactly.
Thank you.
Right after he Thank says you. Her name.
Thank you. Has been a consummate badass.
Thank you.
Yes.
From start to finish. We're introduced to her as...
Like Jimmy.
I don't know the actress's name.
I don't either. I know she played X-Men Wolverine.
Is, mm-hmm. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Yes.
And... Yeah. You're thinking, oh, no, her arm's going to, like, open up and it's going to be, like, a gun because she's a cyborg or something.
I thought she was going to do some martial arts, something, take somebody down.
No, all she does is walk around in a pencil dress and she get blown up.
Yeah.
And this is like two lines of dialogue.
And this is something I said after we seen the movie. I said, honestly, forget the whole Justice League being two parts, whatever. This movie should have been two parts.
It really should have.
This movie should have been two parts. We should have got some build up.
There's so much that could have been cut down to make it one concise.
If they would have built up Doomsday and put him in part two, that would have been perfect, guys.
They should have called it Death of Superman.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They really blew that way too early. They played that card so early.
I didn't. By the end of the movie, I didn't care.
Yeah.
No.
Like, it was like,
no,
Superman, he's coming back.
Superman, after this, you're like, oh no, he's died once. He's coming back.
Yeah.
Well, see.
Any trips to the bathroom? No. No Easter
the
egg.
The cost of soda.
I wanted an Easter egg.
I know.
I just got up and left.
Yeah.
Wait, no. See, here's the thing why I didn't get so upset with them at the Doomsday thing. My expectations were already broken by the Justice League Unlimited. They didn't do Doomsday right either. So my expectations already were lowered. Then I seen, what was that one when Supergirl came out in the animated series?
Oh,
Apocalypse. That was a bad interpretation of Doomsday. The only good interpretation of Doomsday, that was in the books too.
Mm-hmm.
But the only good interpretation I've seen of Doomsday on media was Superman Doomsday.
Yes,
that was
now,
it.
Did you hear?
You mean that whole Death of Superman?
Yeah, that was the best thing I seen.
The introduction of Doomsday is the best Doomsday.
It is.
Well, because it's...
They didn't do good in Smallville. They messed that up.
Because that Doomsday, that's a slugfest. That's a Superman who can let himself off the chain,
mm-hmm.
and he's still...
Cannot
barely going toe-to-toe.
Exactly.
And that's my favorite line from the animated series, when he runs to the dark side.
Oh, like,
you know?
You can take it, can't you, big man? Normally everyone else is like, what is the world of cardboard?
Okay. Now, did you see the deleted scene that they released today?
Yes, I did.
No.
Okay. It's Lex basically in the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's showing some of the stuff he may have learned while he was there figuring out how to create Doomsday, which of course was never explained otherwise.
It's a throwaway line by the computer.
Right.
That it's by adding the human blood to Zod's corpse, it's an abomination.
Right.
Yeah.
In the deleted scene, you get the connection to Darkseid because basically,
which character was that?
Lex ends up seeing one of the, is it called the First Gods?
The new gods.
One of the new gods. They're saying it was probably Steppenwolf.
Thank you. There we go.
And he had a couple
That's
of.
A great man.
He had.
I hope they do him right. He looked bad.
He had a couple of the mother boxes.
Bad.
In hand.
Yeah.
And then they just like disintegrated out. And Zack Snyder also confirmed today that Cyborg, when you see him in that clip, was created by the mother box.
Is that a mother box?
Yes.
Wait, I'm gonna do a little.
It looks like the cube.
Which is what they did in the New 52. Exactly. That's how they.
I'm gonna do a little bit of self promotion here. If you listen to DC Superpowers podcast, me and Ken started up. We did a little pilot on there, and I actually discussed how I think that is the cube is from Doomsday's world.
That Zack Snyder confirmed.
Because I watched the Justice League War, and I got the Justice League Volume 1 New 52 at home, and it's the motherboard box. And
right.
It just was a square object, and it got on Cyborg. I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is one of the best parts of the movie because they're actually sticking to the books.
Yeah, because in the New 52, he regenerates.
Yeah.
See,
why is Cyborg getting a solo film?
Here's the thing.
And Martian Manhunter is not getting a solo film.
because Martian Manhunter's on TV.
Flash is on TV. This is a question I have. Wait, this is off of a little bit of Batman vs. Superman. Uh-huh. We're not going to get Flash anymore on TV once he gets
on
the movies, right?
Can you do the Justice League without Flash?
No.
Justice League without the Martian Manhunter?
Can we at least have...
Yes. No, you can't. Absolutely. No, you can't.
Absolutely.
No, you can't because New 52 is not as good as the old one. I said it.
Martian Manhunter has not always been in the Justice League.
No, right.
But same with Cyborg has not always been in the Justice League. So it depends on which combination they go with.
Cyborg's a Teen Titan.
Exactly.
That's why I can't see him as the Justice League member. I'm like, I see Martian Manhunter.
But I have to say, in the movie, for me, even though
pizza, goofing around,
even though it was basically a dull scene of Wonder Woman looking at a computer, to me, my favorite scene was seeing all the bits of the Justice League.
We need to fill 8 minutes of movie. Let's just drop watching YouTube videos.
Yeah,
I had a problem with that.
What?
Okay, so
that was brutal.
So Lex is searching all over the world for all these metahumans, and there's only four. It's such a big crisis, and he finds only. Four?
Well, think about this, though. I was thinking about this today.
Pushed in there.
The question is, does he know about Suicide Squad? Because Ben Affleck's Batman is in that movie, which means it's absolutely the same universe.
But according to this file that was on his computer,
he only has the four.
You're some psycho genius and you only find four?
Now, do we take it that he's only found four? Or that he's only found four
that
warrants his attention.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. There's that, yeah.
There may be another because we know Deadshot's not a metahuman.
Right.
Harley Quinn's not a metahuman.
No.
Joker's not a metahuman.
No. Is Killer Croc...
Killer Croc...
I wouldn't consider him a metahuman. He has a condition.
I think in the new version he is.
Mm-mm. Okay.
So these were kind of counter the other guys.
Oh, El Diablo.
El Diablo.
He could be a metahuman.
Yeah.
Clearly a metahuman.
Yeah.
The, Enchantress, she's just possessed by a witch.
Witch.
So technically not.
No, because
that's all
she's
her
not.
Sword.
Yeah, that's her sword. Without that, she really is just good at martial arts.
Just the sword?
That's it.
Her power
it's the
sword,
is the
soul
sword,
sword
right?
So is the Green Lantern.
He's
got that.
Wait, in the New 52, hold on.
Yeah.
In the New 52, Batman says this. He says, hey, Hal, without your ring, me and you are the only humans on this team. So without Green Lantern's
reaction, and that's the other thing. So there's no Green Lantern mentioned.
Yeah, he did. He's not.
Unlike the movie.
That's because he was in Deadpool.
He left the stink.
He left the stink.
Exactly.
Let me go on this. Ryan, I liked you. Ryan, I liked you as Green Lantern. I did. I didn't like the way they did the movie.
Yeah, the movie itself was bad.
Enjoyed him as Green Lantern, but everything else was bad.
What's the second Green Lantern?
Guy Gardner. I told my friend that in college.
I would have liked him.
He's a Guy Gardner. He's like, isn't Hal Quinn? I said, not like Guy.
I would have liked him as a Kyle Rayner. I thought that's who he was.
Mm-hmm. I can see. I can see Ryan as a Hal. As a
you want Nathan.
Yeah.
Yes.
Who played Green Lantern? Justice League.
No,
that's
yes.
right.
But, poor Booster Gold. He's too old for the part, but I would have said Guy Pearce.
That would have been good. Sorry,
before we go on any further.
A little surgery.
No, we got to go in on here, but. Seriously, people, wouldn't this be a great introduction to Martian Manhunter?
It would be.
What's the guy that runs the, or is the top guy at the government? What is he? That gave Lois the information?
The
general.
The general in Man of Steel.
Tell me he could not be Martian Manhunter undercover.
Oh, yeah. That would be fantastic.
That would be literally the best casting. We didn't even see it happen.
You know,
the whole time I'm watching that, I'm like, this is Martian Manhunter, right? Right?
They might be that's it, man. I mean, that's John. No, when we're sitting there watching Supergirl, and all of a sudden it's like,
it came out of nowhere when he was suddenly Martian Manhunter.
That's what made me intrigued.
I started caring about the show at that point.
I'm still watching the show now.
I know.
Then we got Batman. Well, I'm sorry.
If they had written him in Man of Steel, if he had been more sympathetic, Superman being an alien,
mm-hmm.
and not have the guy from the one of that a million New York cop shows.
CS. Law and Order, that guy. Stabler.
Stabler.
Yeah. I don't know his real name.
If it hadn't been Stabler, it had been the one that's like, this man is not our enemy,
mm-hmm.
and it had been that general that said that. That would have, I would have been like, okay, but no. For the entire in the entirety of Man of Steel, he's like, no, we got to kill Superman.
Wait, let me think about this.
And drop him in a hole.
That could have been Martian. We didn't see him escape.
Okay.
Stabler could be Martian Manhunter. He's a shapeshifter. I'm going too far on the leap now.
Batman versus Superman. One of my many bathroom breaks.
How many did you take? Did you know what I'm thinking now? How many, do you go out when you said, oh, they spoiled this on the trailer, so let me go? Because that's what I thought. They put too much in the trailers.
The trailer was only 2.5 minutes worth of footage from that entire movie.
All the plot points, really.
No, it's
almost.
It's less than 4% of the.
I know, but geez.
But feels too much. Okay, Bruce Wayne's having a dream without drug-induced.
That's
peyote. Who's reaching out talking to him?
Flash.
That's Flash.
That's what we're assuming.
Yeah. See, now here's what I think.
It is.
Okay. See, they made. I'm thinking at this point, which one? Injustice. It's Injustice Flash. Because, you know,
Hold on. Here's the funny thing. I was listening to a podcast earlier today, and somebody said they took their wife to the movies or girlfriend or whatever, and they said, hey, honey. Who was that guy that was looking like Iron Man? And I said, yeah, see, that's a problem. And even the guys that was recording that said, ooh. And I'm thinking, well, DC, I hope you hear this. Fix that costume.
I mean, when you start playing Injustice,
everybody's costume except for
all the characters
they're armored up.
They're armored up because they have to be able to fight. Superman.
Flash.
Flash is armored up.
Yes.
Why is Flash?
Because I played the video game.
Hasn't armored up by now.
Okay.
Unless that costume was.
No, the video game be good because the comic books give them a 10 out of 10. The Injustice comic books are amazing. So if they're going to use some costume from that, they can do that. But the way they put it on screen, maybe you shouldn't put it on screen. Just like how X-Men said, you want a yellow jumpsuit? No, we don't want to see that one. Well, maybe you should switch it up.
They did a pretty good job at Deadpool.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. It's red. You can't go wrong with something.
No. The X-Men jumpsuits.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was uniform?
It worked.
You're right. It was yellow.
I thought it was with the blue X across.
She's supposed to be.
Would look good. I mean, I did the pop.
Hugh Jackman will look good in anything.
Except for a yellow spandex.
Staples of Ryan Reynolds' face.
Okay, how about moving on from some of this other stuff? How did everyone feel about Wonder Woman?
I love Wonder Woman. I love Wonder Woman. I want to see how
she does.
Bart,
I have an opinion.
Is it okay?
No.
It's up and down, but one. What's her name? Gal Gadot.
I don't know how you pronounce it.
She is one. She's just awesome in general. Being just considering she does everything, and then she's Wonder Woman. Also, I mean, that's just awesome. But the way they portrayed her, one, maybe give her some more clothes when she's Diana, because I'm pretty sure she was wearing nothing throughout the entire movie.
Wait, hold on, Bart. Whoa. What girl do you know that goes out to those kind of those parties?
It's a disguise, that's all.
Yeah. Well, what female do you know that goes out to those that doesn't look like that? She plays the part well, right?
But they focused. The place that they focus on in the camera.
Compared to what Scarlett Johansson's over-sexualized in the Marvel, compared to Gal,
but
I'll take it.
But
it beats down tubes.
Yeah.
And takes a hit from him and goes, oh, you cut his arm off.
I mean, you know what? I was like, guys, this she's like over 200 years old. She's beaten.
Okay, she's one of.
I want to see a prequel.
That's what it is. That's what the movie is.
Hesitant going into it. But as that fight progresses, you see she's getting more and more into it to the point where she's got Doomsday wrapped up in her lasso.
Yeah,
she's got
exactly.
the biggest grin on her face.
Exactly.
Yelling at him.
I'm like, you
and
know,
she's
because
like,
dude,
I'm all on board with this.
Because you know the difference between the trendy of all the, Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman. If Superman had to kill somebody or hurt somebody really bad, he's not going to like doing that. He's not going to enjoy that. He's doing it because he has to.
No, he's going to snap their neck and then cry about it.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay, wait, let me rephrase this. He's not going to like doing it, okay? He's not going to enjoy it. This Batman, from what we've seen, I don't really think he actually gets the best thrill off. He's doing it more so because you deserve it.
No, they're all sleeping. That's
But wait, huh?
That was
okay. I guess what I'm saying is Wonder Woman's the only one I actually seen that was like I enjoyed actually doing.
Well, yeah, but Wonder Woman's
but
an Amazon.
She's always been like that.
She's an Amazon
warrior.
She's supposed to enjoy doing it,
and that's why I hate what they did with the movie.
And
they took away from that.
And this is why.
Well, they haven't explained.
Okay, Wonder Woman is perhaps my favorite DC character. I don't like.
So
many DC characters? No. Wonder Woman, for years, has been my favorite DC character.
I see what you're wearing, too, so I guess
And I was looking forward to seeing her on screen. I wanted to be excited when she showed up on screen, and I wasn't.
Really?
No, I wasn't.
I was.
I did not like her Diana Prince.
Really?
She had... Okay, it's fine. She has... Facially, she has the look.
I'm not
physically, she does not look like an Amazon the way she should. So they were bad casting in that one.
See,
and
was it me or was when she was in the Wonder Woman armor? Did they digitally make her as tall as Ben Affleck?
She was taller
than
Chris Pine, though. Am I wrong? In that picture she took, she had me standing up.
Well, yeah,
because
she had heels on.
Yeah.
But when they're at
that actress
party,
is not that tall.
No, she's not.
At the
no.
party, Ben Affleck standing behind her. He's clearly like. 5 or 6 inches taller than she is.
Mm-hmm. I can't be mad at
that. Because she's only like my head. She's like 5'5", 5'6".
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, and Ben Affleck's 6'1".
Yeah.
See, I won't get mad.
That's 6 inches or 7 inches.
Like, there are sometimes, like, you need the look for a comic book movie.
Yeah.
And there are sometimes you really need the look.
See,
and to me, her face, fine. She's got long brown hair. Okay, big whoop. She did not have the overall look to make me believe that she's an Amazon who can fight the way she was fighting, and that she's an Amazon princess.
Yeah.
She didn't have the bearing of a princess when she was Diana Prince.
Well,
she did to me. I really felt that.
The only other woman to have the look and the talent combined was too busy doing Mad Max. I'm sorry, okay?
I disagree with that completely.
I don't know.
There are plenty of, the thing is, I wouldn't have even gone with actress. Gal Gadot is not a known actress.
Oh, well, yes. Yeah, Fast and Furious.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's all she was in.
Zoe from Firefly. I know who you're talking about.
No.
That would have won. I can see where you're coming from.
Yeah,
I'm saying I would go, but I can see that.
But, I mean, I was not excited when I saw her on screen. It was just kind of like,
I call after Cameron. I have
up.
A point, but Cameron's got his hand up.
Go ahead,
I
want to
go next.
We're going to talk about other movies, right? I have class at 9:35 in the morning.
I have to get up at 6 o'clock, so I don't want to hear that.
You only need like 2 hours sleep.
He really does.
We are moving on in a few minutes.
You took my job.
I did. Hey.
Listen, there's a factory and there's a lab. But anyways. Here's the thing why I didn't mind Gal Gadot. I went in there to myself saying I'm going to hate this character. I thought I was going to hate Ben Affleck. The two people I thought I would hate the most turned out to be better. But here's the thing with Gal. For years, we've seen Arnold Schwarzenegger being bigger than what he is. So if they gave her a little bit of something else to make her look a little bit taller or bigger, I'm okay with that. Just don't let me notice it.
And speaking of noticing, there was a blatantly obvious CGI moment in the fight that bothered me.
Which part? Because there was a lot of that.
No, yeah. Well, okay. There was definitely a lot of noticeable CGI. But there was one split second of a classic Batman maneuver that was so obviously computerized and animated, and I was surprised they let it on the screen that way.
Between Batman vs. Superman or the one against...
It was his cornerstone.
Oh yeah,
move.
And then he turns and does it again.
And he was. It was when Doomsday threw him into the building. Yeah. He was on the catwalk. He went up onto the corner of the building, and then grappling hooked his way out of it. Mm-hmm. It was completely animated, and you saw it.
Yeah. Oh, it was. It must have tried. It must not work.
And it was just like, well, no. I mean, it could have been animated. I don't have a problem with it. But you're not supposed to notice it. You're not supposed to notice it. Well, that's my problem.
Technology will get better and better. I mean, Blade 2.
Well, no, but
Doomsday fit in the
entire time. Doomsday was completely CGI, and yet they couldn't have the split second of Batman looking like it was Batman.
That wasn't so bad. What was so bad is the fact that every fight the Metropolis...
There's a chance it wasn't finished.
That's true.
That's true. Skill. I mean, you shouldn't have given Doomsday...
The other thing was they made sure to point out this is an unpopulated area. Don't worry about it.
I love
it.
I'm like, oh hey, they're taking to heart what people complained about in the first Man of Steel. So they put him on an unpopulated island, and
I didn't mind it.
Go Gotham City.
wait.
That's right.
Granted, it's the docks. They're abandoned.
For some reason, yeah, exactly.
People work on the
docks. Okay, we have to wrap this up. One last thing though, was it just me or was it a complete sloppy last minute? Oh my God, Luther has to be bald.
No, let's put him in jail.
You do not go to prison and get your head shaved. I'm sorry.
Death row.
Yeah, but he wasn't on death row.
We don't know that.
No, he wasn't.
Was he not?
No.
Okay.
He never killed anybody.
He did.
Exactly.
No.
You can conspire for all sorts
somebody.
Of things
he
and you won't be on death row.
He's
but
a,
he did
in a death
yeah.
row state and he just helped
No, nope. yeah, but he's a,
they're not going to shave your head. Like, that was the stupidest way to get him
There's
bald.
There's no way to prove that it actually happened.
That's true.
Yeah. The only thing you can do is eat orchestrated. any prosecutor that worked this cell is going to go for the death penalty after stacking up all the crap he's done. Yeah.
And all of his inside lines on things and all the people he can pay off.
See, I was going to say, with the movie overall, it had a lot of flaws, people. I mean, the thing had flaws for days.
Okay.
But it also had...
The opening
As much as we're
flaws.
Joking about it and talking about it, it also had a lot of good points. And I guess maybe it's the nostalgia.
Okay, what would you give it out of 5?
7.5.
Out of 5?
I heard 10.
7.5!
I would give it a 4.
4 out of 5,
I would give
Bart?
4 out of 5.
3.5.
3.5?
I give it a 3.
A 3?
3. 3. 3.75.
Tell us
why. Tell us why.
Why are
you
asking that?
First time in a DC movie where you saw teamwork.
True. Okay. All right. Okay. Carrington, what would you give it?
Now, I didn't sit through Green Lantern.
I didn't see it.
Oh, okay. Based on this, what would you give it?
Oh, okay. So here's the thing. I feel like the way that you really need to defeat people is this has really... You need to throw your insignia at Christopher.
Okay, I still don't understand
that.
Cellophane.
Like 20 years later.
Yeah.
You see, and if this had been done as a Marvel movie, that would have been in there somewhere.
Yeah.
it would have been like, we're going to make a Superman toy.
I looked at all the previews of this movie, and I researched it out, and I went, you know what? I'm going to skip it because I am much more of a Marvel fan. I am a huge Batman fan. But I was honestly scared that I was going to see my favorite superhero get beaten by my least favorite superhero. superhero, and I'm just not. See, what that?
Actually,
it was
you.
Well,
it,
you
see
were, the one thing I read about when they were talking about the basic plot of the movie. You have the title, Batman vs. Superman. So your essential plot has to be Batman facing off against Superman.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The problem was they looked at this as they have to fight at some point. So let's reverse engineer it to find a reason to make them fight.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't come up with the good story to get them to fight.
Yeah. I am somewhat interested in seeing what happens with Justice League. I really think that they should follow the Justice League Doom. That is a fantastic movie. If you have not seen it, you have to.
Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, I don't think you have to see this to see any other Justice League movies.
Sure, sure. I don't have to disagree with that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
the minor thing about that movie, Justice League Doom, if you've not seen it, Batman has created ways to get rid of the rest of the Justice League.
Without them knowing.
Right.
Someone unknown to the rest of the audience, and I'm not going to spoil it, hacks in, figures out how to do it, does it, executes all his plans, except instead of incapacitating them, kill them. And Batman is unapologetic about his plans to take every one of his friends.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's
What's your definition of friend?
It's loose.
Right, Batman
Batman's definition of friend is very loose.
But that's
Dick Grayson and Alfred.
That's a great conversation that happened in Batman.
Exactly.
All of the Justice League confront Batman, and they're all pissed off because it's like, you have plans to kill all of us? What about you?
Whoa.
You're my plan to stop me.
Wait. No.
Yeah.
The best thing I heard out of that movie was Hal said, hey, we'll give him a chance. He'll change. I'm not changing anything. They're like, wait a minute.
Come on.
That's him. But see, that's Bruce.
It is.
That's Bruce. I ain't changing anything.
And if you think
excuse
am,
my language,
you're all fools.
You ain't, no, no. Wait. Excuse my language here, but Batman said, if you think I'm going to change anything and I'm the one that's a human and I have to defend myself against you, you're all damn fools. And I was like, yes, you're right. I love that part.
Okay, I had one last point.
Only human aside from Green Lantern, but he has that power rank, orchestrates the entire Justice League as a check against himself.
What? But do you know what we saw in that movie? Zack Snyder, whoever's running DC. Do you know what we saw in Justice League Doom? We saw the seven... Well, we only saw six members. No Aquaman. I put Aquaman in here. We saw Martian Manhunter on the team, but you know who we got introduced onto the team? Cyborg. So you can't tell me you can't put Cyborg and Martian Manhunter in the same movie.
We're still talking about Doom?
Okay.
I'm sorry, but I have two things to say, though. First, if you're a fan of Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, the trendy, whoever you're a fan of DC, go see the movie before you read the reviews. You need to go see this to see if you like it or you hate it. You might hate it, you might like it, you might hate it more than what you thought you would hate
probably
it. You might like
it, anyway.
It more than what you like. But I say, go see it as a fan. Two, I am excited for any other DC movie besides this one. This one, they kind of rushed. The other ones, it's going to be a solo. Man of Steel, I loved better than this movie. You know why I loved it? It was one character. They didn't try to put all these other characters in the one thing.
They crammed far too much in.
Now, when they make Justice League, they don't need to cram because they already introduced them.
Right.
I don't understand why I just didn't introduce another Batman film. Maybe give us a little bit of Wonder Woman in that, and that would have been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But putting Superman, Batman, Lex Luthor, Wonder Woman, and Doomsday all in one movie? Bad idea. You should have made two parts.
Okay. So,
last thing.
Uh-huh.
They did introduce another Batman movie, Burn Lego Batman, next year.
I'm going to go watch that.
Anything
Batman, I'm going to pay money
Batman
for.
That Batman movie is going to take place before Man of Steel.
Right.
Because that's a Batman that, right now it's a Batman that's been operating for 20 years. That's a Batman that's only going to have been around for 5 or 6 years.
Right.
Okay, we have to move on.
Okay.
Now, we didn't intend this to be the entire show, but it has been. Just quickly.
But over, was that, it got that many, it got you that riled up. That means Batman vs. Superman's doing something, right?
That's right.
That's true.
over the next 3 months, there's about 20 or so geekish movies coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you guys have heard of all of them, but I made a list. We can address a few if you like.
Okay.
Now, that first one.
All right, Pandemic.
Which
what is
I only
that?
I only
is that
put
based
that
on the board game?
No,
is that
I only put it on the list because of the board game.
Yes.
But
wow,
but essentially, it's just like the board game. There's a massive pandemic, and you have to survive.
Right.
So it's basically the board game.
Pretty much.
I'm the orange guy.
All right, and then there's Amityville, The Awakening.
Because we all need another Amityville movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, no! Why are they doing another one? It's been like over 10 years, right, and I Ryan still Reynolds, don't want to see another.
Ryan Reynolds shirtless. He can do another one. I'm
fine. Oh, Ryan Reynolds, people crapped on that movie, but I actually enjoyed it.
It was creepy.
But they caught him just in time after Blade Trinity when he was able to take his shirt off.
There you go.
Before Deadpool, you would not want to see that guy without his shirt. He said that.
Now, one that we're definitely going to see next weekend.
Yes. Hardcore Henry.
Can I come?
Have you seen the preview for this?
I've seen that preview before they started putting it in theaters.
It seems like such a gimmick. There's so much of that trailer where the color grading of that film
looks
terrible.
That's not even my problem.
When one of your big set pieces in your trailer is you going from a motorcycle into the back of a van, beating everybody up in that van, and then dropping a grenade into it, and then jumping onto another motorcycle, and you can't see anything inside the van because the camera didn't pick up on the light change.
It's a GoPro.
Wait.
But that's the point.
It's all first person.
Yeah.
So it's just like a video game first person shooter.
See here,
and the thing is, I want to see it just to see if they can actually get away with it. That's why I want to see it.
The entire audience.
That's my biggest worry. I'm like, do these theaters serve ginger ale? Because that's all I need.
When I first seen the trailer, it was just on YouTube. And it wasn't at theaters. I'm saying to myself, you know what? If it's going to be like a Mortal Kombat Legacy, if anybody knows that was the thing that was on YouTube, I'll watch it. If I got to go to theaters and buy a DVD for it, I'm not going to pay that because here's the reason why. I've seen so much of this now.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen so many first-person shooters things now. I don't want to see another. This might be the best one, but I don't want to pay for it.
Well, yeah, but it's really the first one on the big screen. It's the first movie.
How do you top Doom's first-person sequence? You can't. Oh, yeah. It's actually quite easy.
Just don't do it. I'm with you on this.
It would actually resolve your problem. Make it an anime.
You have my attention, kind sir.
Anything first person just bothers me.
Could you imagine? They had
20 Call of Duties, a couple of Battlefields, a lot of Halos. I am getting sick of first person.
It was only Halo.
First person.
Huh?
Ninja Scroll, first person.
Oh, dude! You might have got my attention, honestly. You might have got my attention.
When you were watching Dragon Slayer way back in the 80s, you couldn't play the game and save your life, but you saw...
But do you know why? Do you know why you just said that? Because it was before we had first person.
But imagine
if we had first person.
They could go back and do it. Yeah, I'd be curious. But now we're getting new with first person. First person is now just being like, oh, we had a Jason movie back in the 80s. Now we're at 2000. We've seen so many of it. All I see is blood and gore.
I would watch a first person movie from Jason's perspective.
I was going to say, is it from Jason's perspective?
There you go. That would be interesting.
If it's Jason's perspective, that's my man.
If it's not, go for it. You know what I mean? Like,
but you can barely see.
But I will. I'll say this.
Most of the screen is black.
I'll rent the movie. I don't want to go theaters to see it because I've seen so many
things. That's inner monologue. I would watch a movie called Victim Number 7.
Victim Number 7.
Okay. All right, okay.
Next on the list is
The Jungle Book.
Yeah.
That looks awesome.
I'm going to see that by
Jon Favreau. Jon Favreau. We have voices by...
training more people.
Yeah, we have Idris Elba.
Yes.
We got Ben Kingsley.
Yes.
Bill Murray.
Yes.
Scarlett Johansson.
And
how can you not have Christopher Walken in this?
Right? As King Louie!
King Louie.
You know. I'm really excited for this movie.
Yes. I'm just wanting more cowbell right now.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to hear him sing.
Going to play the diapers in the theater. It's going to be amazing.
And then we get Criminal.
You may have seen the ads already.
I don't know what that is.
It's another Ryan Reynolds movie. Yay!
It's with
Kevin Costner, who's apparently a criminal.
Oh,
Ryan Reynolds is killed.
I thought he retired.
Ryan Reynolds is killed, and his thoughts or something go into Kevin, get put into Kevin Costner's head,
yep.
And he has to help them solve some crime or something.
Some money.
Yes, he does.
It's the only reason that man does
wait. It, only because it's slightly sci-fi-ish did I put it on the list.
Is it post-apocalyptic?
No.
No. No, it's not.
Why?
No, it's just like modern day.
I think he likes playing the old spy. Like so, you know, because he did that with the, which one was it? The movie came out last year.
Oh, that horrible thing happened.
Gotcha, okay.
I can't remember what it's called.
I forget what it was, but like, yeah, I think he's liking the old spy stuff now. So, and then we have the sequel to The Huntsman. The Huntsman, Winter's War.
And you know how it's going to end. So.
And we have Chris Hemsworth.
Well, it's the sequel to Snow White and the Huntsman. But thankfully, it does not have the like unemotional what's-her-face in it who played Snow White.
Yeah.
And then we have Ratchet and Clank.
Whoa, I wish my friends were here. I have never... Hold on, I got to put a shout-out. This is V. Yellow Burn talking. And y'all going to listen to this, all right? You too, I'm talking to. My two buddies... Ty and Chris, they were fans of this. Bell, too, I think he played that. They were fans of Ratchet and Clank. They are the only ones I know about, that I heard about this movie from. Didn't know this thing was happening until I heard it from them. I should have brought them on the show. They would critique this so good that it broke it down to a science.
You apparently don't watch Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon because they've been running ads like crazy on that show.
Yes, I'm going to tell you something about them. I don't think they care as much about them as they used to from back in the day because they were playing the original ones.
Quite honestly, it just looks like a kid's animated movie.
Back in the day, from what they were told, they were that was the best game ever. I've seen them play it.
Animated series.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's kind of sad they're going that route with
it. It's like the Clone Wars movie that they did where it was an hour and a half.
Right. Setting up
the
Clone Wars.
That's what they're doing.
Oh, there you go.
That's not good for Ratchet and Clank.
It's going to tie in with the game that's coming out like 2 weeks after.
There you go.
But Ty and Chris, listen to this. I gave you guys a shout out. You guys are the masters of Ratchet and Clank to me.
They're not tied together at all.
What?
They're not really tying it together.
No, they're not. They're not at all related.
I'm going to let them see that movie. I want to see something else.
Sony's not doing anything. They need more money. Nintendo's doing better than them.
I agree with you.
Which company did you say?
They're not doing anything.
They next
one
to come out
with DLC.
Right.
Yes. Okay, let's move
now,
on.
Now we move on to May. The very first thing in May that we're all looking forward to, and we're going to go see Captain America: Civil War. I think we've talked about this enough that we don't even need to discuss
Under Ruse.
Team Stark.
Okay, am I the only one that?
What?
Really?
That's right, Team Stark.
Oh my god.
Team Deadpool. Period.
All superpowers
need to register. Am I the only one that is a little disappointed in Civil War?
What?
You haven't seen it yet.
No.
Future Man, it's still
behind you. It's still no, Bruce. Am I too soon?
You know what cracked me up though? If I was like Captain America listening to this whole thing, I would have been like, excuse me, John Hurt, was it?
Yeah.
How many times do you say Hell Hydra before you get your zero?
Exactly.
Not like John Hurt. Isn't that the guy who's like playing the guy named Joker?
Yeah, he's General Ross.
Okay,
now this.
I love John Hurt. There we go.
I'm still going to go see the movie.
John Hurt's the guy that had the alien pop up.
No, William Hurt.
William Hurt.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
whoa,
and now.
That's a whole different movie.
That's a whole different movie.
Is that the same thing as the Hulk?
Huh?
Is that the same thing
as
the Hulk?
Yeah.
The Incredible Hulk.
Yeah. Incredible Hulk, yes.
The Edward Norton bill?
I'm going to go see Civil War. I'm going to walk out enjoying it like I do every single Marvel movie. And the thing about Marvel, they got beat on DC. They know how to put a lot of characters in there better than DC. But here's the thing. I never forget one of the first comic books I read was the Marvel Civil War. And from seeing the movie and seeing the comic books, I just can't. I just can't do it.
Considering what's going to happen
like
in
Hunger Games, man.
I don't think they're going to go with the ending.
So much. See, that's the thing.
I don't think they're going to go with the ending.
I don't think they are either, and that's what disappoints me.
Because
at least DC.
What the
Oxlow? Now.
Oh well.
I can't spoil it, but. This is the first podcast we've had since we've got our first glimpse of Spider-Man, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's pretty awesome.
No. Yes.
Yes.
And that's all.
Now I am going to put this out there, and this is me. Anybody can disagree, and that's all right. That's their own opinion. This is my opinion. As much as a cluster, you know what? The Batman vs Superman was at least Superman and Doomsday died at the end. And I feel like I'm not going to see Captain America die in Civil War, and that's just going to be like, you know, I don't care.
I don't know, man.
He's going to die.
There's going to be some death in this.
Because they're going to bring him back with the Infinity Gauntlet.
They can do that. And I'm okay, but I need him to die.
You know what
happened? I need him to die.
You know what happened? They tipped their hand at Ant. When they had that fight, Ant-Man versus
Falcon.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny. Cool.
Yeah.
So what did you do about it when?
They're
infiltrated. They're blown. They're all over. There's a new Avengers building. The bigger the organization, the easier it is to infiltrate.
True.
Piper's in there.
Yep.
So it's a conspiracy to take out Cap.
Yes.
What's up? And you got to tell
too much, too much. Let's just go.
We got enough time to talk about Civil War.
If he doesn't die, there's no reason to introduce Agent 23.
I'm going to make a prediction on the show.
Thank you.
My prediction is, I really think that Stark's going to die. And I'll tell you why. Because they've already done Cap dying, and I think it would just blow everyone's mind the other way around.
Wait,
they have not confirmed that Robert Downey Jr. has more contracts.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, they said
but Chris Evans does.
What they did say is they'll never replace him. Like, once he...
Exactly.
So that's... And we've already got War Machines to fill that kind of...
Yeah, and it's too obvious with War Machine going down in the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer, yeah.
He's not going to die.
At first I was worried, and then I'm like, they're not going to do that.
Yeah.
So,
and they're going to be accused of killing the only...
But just because his contract isn't up does not mean we won't see him as a dead spirit.
Sure, sure.
That's true.
And
that's true.
So as a conscious to somebody.
Or whatever.
Right.
That's my Marvel. Marvel.
Okay.
If they make Bucky.
John Cena get whacked in any movie so
long. If they make Bucky or Falcon either, or they could have him say, man, I don't know what I'm doing. Then they see like Steven walking up like, hey, what do I do? He could still be in the movie. Don't mean he'll be the Captain America.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Sorry.
Another one that's a very geek-centric movie, but not fantasy, sci-fi, whatever at all, is Snowden. We all know about the whistleblower who, ended up in Russia.
She lost me. I thought I knew where she was going.
Edward Snowden. There's actually a movie coming out May 13th.
Yeah.
America, let it go.
And then we have that same weekend, we have The Curse of Sleeping Beauty, which I actually had to look up because IMDb did not have a synopsis for this, but it's based on the Brothers Grimm story, and it follows a guy who inherits a mansion full of demons, and he has to act as a protector while also trying to wake Briar Rose. So it's complete fantasy, but it's based on the Brothers Grimm story.
Just condemn that.
I believe so. I don't think it's a time and place one. It's a little more modern.
Or you know who you're going to call.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And then one that, I'm just going to gloss over, the Angry Birds movie. Okay. Then we
have... Oh, there we go. No,
thank you for glossing.
I wish we were
Cameron, I've never seen your face look like that right there. Man, that tells you how...
There's one called Cranium Intel.
What the
heck? On May 22nd, and again...
Is that a sci-fi movie?
Yeah, how'd you guess?
Sci-fi. That's Eric Busey and... that chick from Van Wilder.
And I had to look up the description. The president wants a scientist dead after he discovers the Gateway Arch in St. Louis is actually a portal to the real Planet X. And later, in the future of 3040 AD, the new president learns of a top-secret cranium intel from 2020 AD. And apparently there's already a sequel in the works.
That sounds like a hot mess.
What don't you
think? Space Browns.
Did you hear that?
No.
It's a Bukru Banzai.
Or no, that's first World Crime.
Did you watch it then?
That's a remake I would go see.
See? There we go.
That movie
that you just mentioned.
It's on Hulu, though. The movie that you just mentioned.
That's where I watched it here. The night we did it.
No idea.
You're suddenly 1,000 years in the future and you have no idea what's going on.
Come back in the past and they're discussing something that happened in the future.
And the two on the holiday weekend in May, we of course have X-Men Apocalypse.
And
the proper comic style costume.
Style.
That's right.
Are they gonna do it right though?
Did you see the image that Entertainment?
No, image. No, I'm saying it looks good, but Batman and Superman look good too.
I could care less how they're acting.
Oh,
the costumes look on.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'm agreeing
Cyclops
with you.
It's his little thing.
Mystique has a blue and white collar. Yeah.
Wait, let's go back real quick.
My collar's got his pointy red shirt.
I'm happy and I'm willing to see it. That's why I asked him to go with me. But here's the problem. Fox. Fox is the problem. The only thing I seen them do good was their...
That's what I said, Deadpool. I'm sorry.
Deadpool. That's the only thing I seen them do well.
That's the only thing they were forced to do well.
Right.
That's right. That's
I don't
right.
Care that, what you say.
Oh, wait.
Cool.
One character on that whole thing did not. People say Days of Future. People say not Days of Future Past. First Class. I seen that movie about five times, and every time I see it, I just say,
I just look at it and say, why don't I have a drink in my hand? I cannot get into that movie. I just can't get into it.
The baby X-Men. That's the problem.
Nazi's forehead.
Okay. The only good thing about that movie was Saw, Xavier, and Magneto. Besides that, I'm like, I don't care about this movie. Right. I don't like Mystique in this movie.
Well, that's the point. You're not supposed to like anybody but those three.
Why make a movie about X-Men if there's only three characters? X-Men's a team.
They're going to pop.
I have books of X-Men.
Can I ask you about the
different... I'll back up.
Sure.
Anyone lose to Apocalypse? How does he not like crush the X-Men?
He's a bad guy. They're good guys.
You know what?
That's the only logic.
Ultimately, they find a weakness.
Because his powers are totally...
I'm sorry, but logically...
That's right.
I'm going to say it's logically the same way about Batman being Superman. It doesn't make sense, but you know what? Well, there's always plot holes, right?
It's comic book logic.
It's comic book logic.
That's how you accept it.
Apocalypse losing.
That's a nice touch.
I'm going to say this. Apocalypse losing and Batman being Superman makes no sense, but that's comic book logic, and we're just fans of
movies. You know what? I put it like this. You know why? Because it's all born from one story that we all know very well.
What is it?
David versus Goliath.
Okay. Yeah, you're
that's
right.
What I'm saying. Yeah, okay. It's all because of David versus Goliath. And that's where it comes from.
Yeah. No, he went back.
He went way back.
Wait, no. I want them to hear this. There we go.
Tell me to grow up.
Okay,
I'm not left-handed. I'm right-handed.
No. Okay. The Epic of Gilgamesh.
There you go.
Going a little further back.
Quicksilver's better in... The funny thing is, I love Marvel and they need to get all the rights, but you know what? Fox did better Quicksilver than what Marvel did, and I'm like, you know what? Y'all take that. Yeah, you get that.
I will say I did like Quicksilver better in... Which one is that? Age of Future Past. I did like him better.
I like the actor better who played it in the Marvel movies than I like the actor in the Fox movie.
But the way they portrayed him, I'm like, that's Quicksilver. You didn't see that coming at the beginning. I'm like, I've seen you already, and you know what? I'm going to have to go with the X-Men one. But they worked that out. I don't care. Right. Nobody right. say they right. talked about that.
They killed him, so it's okay.
Right.
Sadly, but I made sense. It made sense.
The new X-Men movies, the new generation, or it's now all together, as Deadpool says. There's a line. I'm going to call it the bacon line.
Mm-hmm, the bacon line.
Can we afford Kevin bacon? Yes, good movie. No, bad movie. That's all I'm saying.
No. Yes, good actor. Bad movie. That same weekend, which is the reason I'm going to see...
Two movies that weekend is Alice Through the Looking Glass.
Yes.
I'll go with you.
Yes. Okay. Follow up to the 2010.
The editor needs to be fired. Yes.
And very unneeded redo of White Rabbit.
True. I agree with that.
There is no way that Pink is going to beat Joyce Slick in the way to sing that. I'm sorry. Grace Slick.
Grace Slick, yeah.
Yes.
That's true. My fiancé and I are going to this movie. In costume, apparently. I've been told.
Oh, really?
Oh, you've got one of those, too?
No. What?
You have a girlfriend like that? Well,
yeah.
That's amazing to have a girlfriend like that. Hold on, wait a minute. Yeah.
I'm still not used to the term.
I have a friend. Yeah.
But at any rate, yes.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I was going to say that, too. So I'm happy for you.
Well, thank you.
Hope you propose in a really deep way.
Actually, at the convention, I aforementioned.
Nice!
There you go.
So, I saw that video. So we're going to the in costume. I have no idea who's dressing up for what, but that's happening. So.
Very cool.
Okay.
All right,
we'll look forward to pictures.
This is the week.
Now we're
into
June. There's only a few movies left for the second quarter. I'll give you that first one.
Oh, I want to see this.
Oh boy, what is it?
Pop Star, Never Stop, Never Stopping. Lonely Island, Andy Samberg. I'm there. I don't care if I'm the only one.
It's like a VH1 behind
the
music.
Listen, wait. Colin. Listen.
It should open on
I'll go if you let me, and then I'll be good. That movie is dead center for that. I'm sorry, that's dead center for that.
That's right.
Listen, I will go, especially if Bolton's going to be in it.
It's a behind the music about supposedly a pop star, and so it's... It's all over the top, crazy pop star stuff. I don't know. It doesn't look good to me. I don't like Lonely Island. He likes
Lonely
Island.
I love Lonely Island.
I usually assume it's in a box.
Well, you know, it's the SNL crowd.
Yeah.
It's the SNL
in a box.
Week.
On a boat.
Sold.
Steve,
you know, sold
Captain,
me.
Like Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah.
On
Mother's Day.
Wait, that's
on Mother's Day.
Thankfully, that's
wait, they're
going to
do one
weekend.
Better than Deadpool then?
Come out on Mother's Day?
Wait, sure. You remember the
no,
promotion for Deadpool?
No, that's not Mother's Day.
They missed out.
Dang.
They missed out.
Thankfully, on the same day, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Out of the Shadows comes out.
Oh,
thankfully was because it's got to be better than Popstar. And...
Does it? Have you
seen and... Well, yeah, I did, unfortunately.
So
and it has Rocksteady and Bebop and Krang and Casey Jones.
Okay, now this is me.
Arrow. It has Splinter. That's all
that matters. It has Splinter looking like Splinter this time and not like a Transformer.
No, no, you have Green Arrow and you got Sheamus from WWE Wrestling if you're a wrestling fan. That's it.
If anybody watches the current Ninja Turtle series or if you want, look it up. This past week's episode involved... the turtles from the original series.
Yes, crossing over!
And you had the original Krang, and it was brilliant.
I heard about it. They make a reference to the fact that they're in 3D.
Yes.
Because they know they're in a two-dimensional space.
That's awesome.
Best thing.
I have a problem with the first movie that came out, but it wasn't the biggest... worst movie I've ever seen. Ken actually told me to go see it because you might like the way the turtles were. I love the turtles.
Well, quite honestly, my biggest problem with the movie was that the turtles had noses. They should not have noses.
That was not my problem. My problem was Megan Fox.
Megan Fox is a problem in any movie she's in.
Good point. She's the female Jesse Eisenberg. Jesse Eisenberg is the male her.
No, I need that.
Armor and like 500... Katana coming off.
I know, but wait, let's make a redo in two because this is the real Splinter. Real Shredder. I'm like, why would you even put him in the first movie? Maybe make the first one focus on the Foot Clan. Don't even see the guy that's running it. But that's
also, Sam Rockwell trying to sell kids. Too.
But I'm gonna go see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie because it looks like the 80s, 90s generation.
Yeah, it actually does look better than the first
one.
I
just hope there's ninja rap in it. But the problem with this now, see, here's the thing why I'm worried. I'm worried now.
Is Michael Bay still in the director?
Yes, he is. That's the problem.
So it can't be that.
I'm worried about that because Transformers.
Okay, next.
All right, next one.
Next, we're down to the last few.
Three more.
The June 10th, we have Warcraft.
Yeah, well,
which in
well,
the trailers is starting to look a little better. I've never played Warcraft.
I feel like Blizzard's biggest mistake was they made a World of Warcraft instead of World of Diablo. The World of Sanctuary has so much lore and is so awesome, but I can't play through it 17 times and love it still. Like, it's the same, the difficulty goes up, the monsters are harder, that's it. But I need more Tyrael. I really think that Blizzard, listen to this podcast, should make a Diablo the movie, rated R, and go nuts. And I didn't watch
and pick a real cast. And you need 5 minutes of some guy looting through.
Don't throw in a way in.
The remains of 5 or 6 other people trying to find boots.
Yes!
That match what he's already wearing.
Yes.
And then some guy who stands out outside of town, just killing any hero who walked out.
Yeah, that can be done. That can be done right.
Just be real about it. Just be real.
Will they?
Like I said, I hope they listen to this podcast. I'll send it to them.
Okay. also, that same day, that same weekend, is The Conjuring 2.
I'm going to see that.
This one's you know after my own heart. They're based on the archives of Lorraine and Ed Warren.
Exactly.
So they're actually based on paranormal hunters cases. And this was one of their biggest, which took place in London. And this is one of the reasons I love the first movie. And admittedly, it went over the top.
Thank you.
They overdid it. And I shouldn't have gone to see it in a crowded theater.
No.
Because there's too many stupid people who jump at every little thing.
This is why I can't see
horror movies around people.
Now, I try to get you. You were like, by yourself at night, right? You're like, oh, I need that.
No, it doesn't
and
get
so
me
so we're sitting there really? Watching
no,
this.
These are
watching
these
it by yourself.
Well, because
and they're screaming at stuff that we're like...
Things, so.
Okay.
Like, that could easily be blah, blah, blah. No, we're looking at... Because we're in work mode.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we're there in work mode.
crowd is like sorta. Jumping and people are like, saying, ah!
And she's like grumbling. I'm like,
shut up. Let me enjoy this.
You have to realize that we're watching it with rookies. We're watching it with conservatives. What did I call them?
Exactly.
Yeah, I said civilians. I said we're watching it with civilians.
That's right.
They don't do what we do for fun.
That's right.
So you know. Yes.
So I am looking for. I'm a little hesitant about going to actually see it opening weekend, but I'm definitely going to see it. And then the last couple of movies we have Finding Dory.
Yay!
Which is the sequel to Finding Nemo, which was a fantastic movie.
I will give it its fair shake, but The Good Dinosaur, terrible. I forced myself to watch the first 30 minutes of that, and I'm like, okay, I've seen this movie before.
Oh, okay.
Because Pixar has made that movie before.
Yeah.
Yes.
Three or four times.
Right.
Right.
Now, it does introduce some new characters, and of course, you have the fact that Dory's looking for her family, and she's very forgetful, so...
That's going to be fun.
Anyway, I think it'll be funny at least. I mean,
yeah. If they're smart, she won't find them.
And then,
or they won't recognize them.
And left.
And the end of the second quarter, we get Independence Day Resurgence.
Yes!
Which is the sequel, which I'm kind of disappointed they didn't wait a week. They're releasing it on June 24th. They could have waited a week.
You could have waited a week.
And it would have been Independence Day weekend.
Get it.
Well, which may
be Suicide Squad weekend. I'm not sure, but Suicide Squad's in July, so that's coming up.
It's after July,
but still, yeah. We should take a quick minute to talk about how awesome Suicide Squad is going to be. I'm pretty excited for that.
And
you
actually,
know going up against the Joker.
Can I just say that every trailer that shows less and less of the Joker makes me want to see the movie more.
I'm actually excited.
I like
about
the rest
now.
Of the characters.
The I am convinced he is not the Joker.
Todd.
He is Jason Todd.
Of course he's not the Joker. There's going to be 1,000 different people who are the Joker.
Well, no. You see a scene with him without his shirt on.
Yeah.
He has bullet holes in both shoulders.
Yes, that's
true.
You
see Robin's armor in the Batcave with bullet holes in both shoulders. It is Jason Todd.
And doesn't he have the R by his eye like Todd did?
Because even they have Bruce Wayne make the comment to Alfred, how many people... are still heroes, and how many people stay heroes? I mean, he could be making a direct reference to Harvey Dent, but I'm convinced he's talking about Jason.
I'm really interested to see the movie. I think, you know, and this woman, my fiance, she did not enjoy the Deadpool. We're going to leave that alone. She's super, super excited for Suicide Squad. I think it's going to be fantastic. Or I'm going to really hate it. But
yeah. it'll be another one of those, love or hate.
Here's
my litmus. If someone could hook me up, can I have a weapon spiral like Jeremy was laying in?
That was pretty awesome. Oh my god, all those knives.
Can we talk about how only if I can tattoo the word damage on your forehead?
Okay,
that's a solid consideration.
They use classic music, they use Queen.
Yeah.
Oh, he Rhapsody.
Oh.
Okay.
You know,
that
and
you think Harley Quinn's gonna pull it off?
We're talking about Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Even though it's coming in July.
And the fact that Will Smith is Deadshot, some people were like, some people were like, yeah, I'm definitely in there.
If you take out the Will Smith lines, like let's go save the world. That's the only one.
What is this, cheerleading tryouts?
Yeah.
Wait, it's not an Independence Day.
That's true.
Because his character gets killed
off-screen.
Testing a second-generation early human alien hybrid fighter.
Yes.
They killed you off-screen.
Yeah, all
like
I heard.
Triple X.
Yeah, or like Don
but
Cheadle.
But he's coming back.
It's like Don Cheadle.
He's dying more for it, damn it.
Yeah.
Okay, that does our movie wrap up, and I guess we're done, aren't we?
We are?
Yeah.
Do we end the show in the best way ever? May the force be with you.
That's it, Geeksters. And remember,
no matter where you go, there you are.